This is Maggie Fick for the Enough Project. Operation Lightning Thunder did not end the threat of the Lord's Resistance Army, or LRA, and it sparked harsh reprisals by the LRA against civilians in Congo. Yet, it would be an even greater tragedy for civilians if key states in the region and the international community lost their collective will to end the threat of the LRA once and for all. What is needed now is a second Ugandan-led operation against the LRA. This new operation must place civilian protection front and center. In addition, it will require stronger and more effective support from the United States and the international community, and the full commitment from the Congolese government and army to complete the job in a reasonable time frame and operate in all LRA-affected areas of northeastern Congo. In Enough's latest strategy paper, Finishing the Fight Against the LRA, Enough field researchers Julia Spiegel and Noel Atama argue that the United States should take the lead in supporting a new Ugandan military operation by providing solid planning, intelligence, coordination, and logistical support, and by taking greater responsibility for the execution and outcomes of the operation. The only way to finally bring an end to the LRA's terror is by apprehending or otherwise removing those key LRA leaders responsible for ongoing atrocities, says Julia Spiegel. But in any future operation, the joint forces must make civilian protection paramount. Greater resources must be acquired now, and the forces must proactively deploy to civilian centers and areas with assemblies of displaced people. Noel Atama adds that, abandoning the mission to end the LRA now will have disastrous consequences for civilians throughout Central Africa. The Ugandan army is the only force in the region that can quickly mobilize to finish the fight against the LRA, though a second Ugandan-led operation must obviously avoid the mistakes of Lightning Thunder. It is thus critical that the United States and other concerned actors work with the governments of Congo, Uganda, and Southern Sudan, as well as the United Nations Department of Peacekeeping Operations, to plan and execute a military operation aimed at apprehending the LRA leadership in northeastern Congo. The United States and others should provide much greater support for this operation, from planning to possibly including U.S. boots on the ground for direct action against the LRA. Real-time information on the whereabouts of Kony and his henchmen will be absolutely critical so that the Ugandan army, with strong logistical support, in particular air support, can respond quickly and precisely. The planners must consider the following when discussing and planning for renewed military action. Focus on civilian protection first. Coordinate and streamline the rescue and return of former LRA abductees. Maintain a focus on accountability for crimes against humanity. Abandoning the mission to end the LRA now will have disastrous consequences for civilians throughout Central Africa. An angry, hungry, and violent LRA is on the loose, preying on civilians with frightening efficiency. Although Operation Lightning Thunder has not dismantled the LRA leadership or seriously undermined the force's ability to inflict harm, stopping the hunt now will result in more lives lost and communities destroyed in the months and years to come. As a result of the LRA's recent predations, over 1,000 people have perished and nearly 200,000 people have been forced out of their homes and into squalor, with millions of dollars spent for limited return. The longer regional and international powers wait to figure out what to do next, the more time the LRA will gain to regroup and rebuild. Now is the time to redouble and reinvigorate international and regional efforts to finally bring an end to the LRA's devastating reign of death and destruction. Visit www.enoughproject.org to read Finishing the Fight Against the LRA and to view our other materials on the Lord's Resistance Army.